Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is your Sister Pearl on Reaching Out Radio tonight. This is our regular Sunday program, In the Word with Sister Pearl. And I just want to welcome all of our listening audience, not only throughout the 50 states in the United States of America, but throughout all of the other countries that listen in. We know we have many countries in Europe, in Asia, South America, Central America, throughout the Caribbean, we just in Africa, we just really want to give you a very warm welcome tonight. This is being broadcast on June the 3rd, but if you click onto the link, you could listen to this program on demand anytime that you have the opportunity, so you can please tell your friends. So again, I give you a very, very welcome to tonight's broadcast, and we're dedicating tonight. We're going to go a little bit different from how we usually do. We're going to highlight a special ministry tonight by the name of Expect Hope. This is a wonderful, wonderful ministry that the Lord has raised, and I am so blessed to be a small part of this ministry. I actually serve as one of the people, one of the nine people on their board. So I am grateful for that privilege. And I want to give a special shout out to Evangelist Montel Fields, the one who is the visionary behind this radio broadcast and this entire radio station, Reaching Out Radio, that has been designed, purposed, and dedicated to spread the gospel to people, men, women, and children around the entire globe. Really want to say thank you and God bless you. We really appreciate you, Evangelist Montel Fields, and your entire family that's with you and support you in this wonderful ministry that God has given you. Thank you so much for making me a part of this, allowing me the privilege to be a part. And also a very special thanks, because this tonight's broadcast was actually something that God placed on your heart, because you have heard and you've also seen the different Facebook posts about Expect Hope. And it was your idea and your desire that tonight's broadcast was dedicated to just sharing with the people, not only in the United States of America, but around the world, about Expect Hope and why we have such a ministry. So I just want to open up in prayer before we even talk about this wonderful ministry. Let's just open up in a word of prayer and thank God for this privilege and this opportunity. Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name that's above all names, the name of Jesus, we're so grateful to be your children, those of us that have been washed by the blood of the Lamb and have been forgiven of our sins and have been made to be your sons and daughters. We're so grateful that we have this privilege to be called your children. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for even those that are not yet in the ark of safety. Perhaps not everybody that's listening really can call you Lord. But I pray that even before the end of tonight's program, that every man, every woman, every child, every young person listening to this broadcast will know that you have a wonderful plan and a purpose for their lives, and that they too would just open up to you and repent of their sins, invite you to be their Lord and Savior. Because we know, God, the plans that you have for us are plans to bless and to prosper, plans to allow us to come into the God-given destiny that you've ordained for us before the very beginning of time. So I pray that every individual listening to this broadcast, whether live or later on by demand, that you will draw them to you, Father, because this is the most important thing for us to know you, for us to have a relationship with you and love you and really walk into the destiny that you have for us. So we thank you, God. Be glorified in everything that's said and done tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I want to tell you about Expect Hope. I think perhaps I'll tell you just a little bit about it, and then I'm going to have DeMontel actually play a video for you that was done by the director of Expect Hope. Her name is Miss Emily Prinz. But before that video is played, I want to tell you a little bit of the whys. Why do we have such a ministry? Well, let me just say that this ministry is based, at least the first one that Expect Hope has, is based in New York City. And New York State is the capital, the abortion capital of the nation. Sad to say, but New York, and specifically New York City, but the entire state, is the abortion capital of the nation, of America, with 37% of all viable pregnancies ending in abortion. For those of you that are not sure about what abortion means, abortion is when babies are terminated on purpose in their mother's womb. They're killed in their mother's wombs. Consequently, New York has the highest abortion rate of the entire United States. The Bronx has the highest abortion rate of all five boroughs within New York City. And every child conceived in the Bronx has a 45%, I want to repeat that, every child conceived in the Bronx, New York, has a 45% chance of being aborted. So in the zip code in which Expect Hope is located, more children are being aborted, that would be about 52% of them, than are born. This is a serious thing. And even in the year 2012, there were more black babies killed by abortion, and that's approximately 31,328 in New York City than were born there. Because they were born in New York City, 24,758 in 2012. But in that same year, 31,328 of those black babies were aborted. And the black compromise, they comprised, I'm sorry, not compromised, the black children killed comprised 42.4% of the total number of abortions in New York and in the city, according to a report by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. So we're talking about a real problem. And as God's children, of course, we know that God always has the solution. He always has the answer, and he chooses to use his people to be that answer and to be that solution. So that's where Expect Hope comes in. And so I think this is a very appropriate time, Evangelist Montel, for you to please play that video recording that Emily made about Expect Hope, why we need Expect Hope, and the great value of this ministry called Expect Hope. Thank you very much, Evangelist Montel.
I'm Emily Prinz, and I'd like to introduce Expect Hope, a Christ-centered residency program for unsupported expectant women in the Bronx, New York. I myself was born in the Bronx to a family who served men with life-controlling issues. I've always had it on my heart to be a part of a program that provided a similar service to women in this community. While volunteering as a peer counselor at a crisis pregnancy clinic, I heard from women who told me that they believed abortion was wrong and that they knew it was wrong to end the life of the baby they were carrying, but they did not feel able to provide a life for this child. And they explained to me that one woman shared that her parents would kick her out of the house if she carried this baby to term and had the baby. Another girl said her boyfriend was going to break up with her, ending the relationship, taking all financial support and the apartment she was living in. And another woman said that she was working, but she didn't have anyone to watch her baby she wasn't able to pay for daycare. And so how would she be able to support the child? Each of these women saw abortion as an act of mercy to spare their children from a life of misery. I had resources I could refer them to, such as shelters and places that would provide material assistance, but each of these programs were designed to meet a short-term solution, and none of them were designed to equip the women for the long-term self-sustainability that they needed to provide a life for their new families. While completing my master's degree in urban studies from Eastern University, I designed a program plan to better meet the needs of these women holistically and guide them on a path to self-sustainability. In the first phase of the program, women enter at any stage of pregnancy and are assessed academically and create a personal progress plan with short-term and long-term goals that they would continue to build on for the next 2.5 years. They are matched with both individual and family mentors and prepare to give birth to their children. Once they give birth, they begin the second phase of the program. In the second phase of the program, each woman completes a year's worth of life skills curriculum. These courses cover everything from nutrition and health to personal finance to security to parenting and job readiness. Once they complete the curriculum, they are ready to enter the third phase, which is full-time employment. Each woman will create a savings account so that they have startup money for when they complete the program. I'm really excited about establishing Expect Hope as an alternative to abortion in this community and the lifetime of opportunity it will provide to countless women. Thank you.
Wow. So there you have it. Emily Prinz is the visionary behind Expect Hope. And we know that God really just gave Mrs. Prinz a view of his heart, God's heart, for these precious, precious young mothers. Right now, we're taking in specifically targeting young women between the ages of 18 till about 28. Of course, if we have special circumstances that it goes beyond that, we do consider them. They have to be screened. But basically, that's the target population that we're looking at. And these are young women that they're not getting the support that they need, whether it's coming from the father of that baby or it's coming from their own parents or grandparents or guardians or whoever has been their support before. But they find themselves now as young women pregnant and nobody supporting them. Now, these are young women that want to keep their babies. Some of them probably did think about the possibility of aborting their children. But thank God there are places like Expect Hope that these places are willing to help these children and these children who are having children. However, I must say something that's very unique about Expect Hope. First of all, Expect Hope is the first of its kind in the Bronx, the first evangelical Christian program like this. It's willing to care for, nurture, and house these precious, young, pregnant, unsupported ladies. This is the first home of its kind that is evangelical and Christian, okay? So that's special in and of itself. The second very unique thing about Expect Hope, we don't know of any other home in the city and perhaps even in the state that is willing to house these young pregnant women and then after they give birth, keep these young women and their babies for a period of 2 to 2.5 years. This is the first program of its kind that I know that will be able to keep these young ladies for that period of time. Now, what are some of the reasons that you might wonder, well, why do these women even consider terminating their babies? Why would they consider having an abortion? Well, you heard Emily talk about that a lot of those women that even thought about it, they thought it was a merciful thing to do. And we know that sometimes people might think one thing, but in reality, it's something else. However, let me just give a few of the points that mentioned even on the website. And by the way, throughout tonight's program, I'm going to be telling you the name of the website so that you can be free to go online, whether in this country or you're in another nation. You can go online and you can read about and the wonderful things that God is doing through this ministry. So it's www.expecthope, E-X-P-E-C-T, hope, H-O-P-E dot org, O-R-G, expecthope.org. And so some of the reasons that are listed even on our website about why women consider to have abortions, number one, lack of economic stability. So a lot of them are not financially stable. You already heard that they do not have the support of their parents or of the father of the baby. So unless they're very wealthy on their own, they will not be able to be financially, at least they think, able to care for their child. And so they feel they cannot afford a child. Then another reason is that they feel that they're unready to parent. Perhaps they're too young. They feel, and you know, how can they take care of a baby if they feel like they're a baby themselves to some degree. Then, of course, as we mentioned, there's a lack of support from the child's father, from the partner. Poor relationship with their own father and their own mother, and poor relationship with the baby's father. So maybe even if he wants to care for the child, maybe he and the mother of the child are always arguing. They're just not able to get it together. Then the responsibilities to other children or other family members. Sometimes a woman might come to us and she already has a child, but now she finds herself pregnant again. And she might think, oh my goodness, how am I going to be able to take care of now a second child? So these are some of the reasons that women even think about having abortions. It's a dilemma. But we know that God's purpose is for that child to be given the opportunity to live. So Expect Hope provides the alternative to abortion by meeting these needs. Again, I want to say for those that are just tuning in right now, Expect Hope is caring for unsupported, expectant mothers, and we provide housing for them until their child turns 2, the residents complete 12 life skill classes, preparing them for independent living. What we want to do, by the grace of God, is to be able to nurture and care for these precious, precious young mothers so that they can get to a place where they can care for their child successfully by the grace of God. Then we have job placement program that prepares and assists the residents in finding employment. And we even help them in procuring employment. The mothers have access to free on-site childcare while they're gaining work experience. So again, this is such a special thing for an expectant young mother, or that mother who is just, we've already had in the program and now she's giving birth to her baby, but now she's going to have free on-site childcare while she's getting the work experience or the training that she needs. There's staff members and mentors there that's providing continual physical, emotional, and spiritual support. Just let me share with you some of the core values that really sets Expect Hope apart. One of the core values is, number one, first and foremost, the eminence of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of all rule and authority, as is stated in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10, with Christ's example of absolute righteousness as the standard for moral values. See, what we want to do is we want to share with these precious young mothers that there's another way to live. All that most of them know is a worldly way, the way that the world teaches them. But we know that Christ has the best way. And so we will be sharing with them by example, by teaching, by training, the standard that God has set for moral values, attitudes, behavior, and life choices. The rightness of an individual's personal choices depends not on the convenience or benefit to himself or herself, but on the agreement of those choices with the example of Jesus Christ and the one that he's provided in the precious word of God. And again, that's based on the word of God found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. So that's the first core value. The second one is the moral authority of Scripture. The moral standard revealed by God in the Bible is absolute. The two greatest commands that are found in Matthew, number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second one is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. And that core value is based on Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Now, you can go on our website and you're going to find all of our core values right there for you to see the 10 core values, where we talk about personal accountability, each person responsible for their own actions. We talk about the sanctity of life. This is so key. This is so key because a lot of people in our present society are not taught and do not understand the sanctity of every and each human life. And this sanctity of human life begins at the moment of conception. It doesn't matter about the circumstance of a baby's conception, because we hear about, oh, what about rape? What about incest? What about if this baby was unplanned? Regardless of the circumstance behind the conception of this child, we know from Scripture that every child is known by God. Every child is precious to God. Listen to what the Word of God says in Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me, not just, you know, slapped me together. You knit me. You took time and designed me. Each part of me, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. I want to repeat that again. Not only does God see the formed body, but the Word of God teaches us that God's eyes saw our body before they were even formed. Verse 16, your eyes saw my unformed body all the days ordained for me, written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them? Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And if you are wondering where that is found, it's found in Psalm 139, and I just read verses 13 through 18. So again, there is the personal accountability every man and every woman, and it does not matter about the circumstance or the consequence behind that baby's conception, but that life is precious to Almighty God, and what is precious to Almighty God should be precious to you and should be precious to me and certainly to their mom and to their dad. Then the fifth core value of Expect Hope is healthy sexuality. And so those young ladies coming into the home will be taught and will learn about healthy sexuality. And that healthy sexuality is truly the intimate involvement between a man and a woman within marriage. So when they come into this program, this is not a shelter. This is a home. There are programs throughout the city and throughout the nation that will provide some kind of shelter to pregnant moms, and we thank God for them. But I want to say very clearly that Expect Hope is not a shelter, but it is a home, and it is built like a home. It is treated like a home. It is suited like a home. When you go into that wonderful facility, it is definitely a beautiful home, not a shelter. So, and it is an environment conducive to living with other young women, staff, and residents, all living in a manner that is to glorify and honor God. And so they're taught in that home, not only the sanctity of human life, but healthy sexuality. And they're taught that their bodies are precious to God, and the only really healthy sexuality should be taking place between a man and a woman in marriage. The other core value that they're going to be taught is the empowerment of women. Women are empowered by the building of capital and opportunity. I don't know of anyone that can really talk about empowerment of women and who can really empower women like Christ. Christ is the key person, the key one that really empowers women. So we cannot talk about women being empowered without bringing in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because I know of no one that ever empowered women and ever empowers women like Christ does. And so that's why if you really want to talk about empowering women and for women to really walk into their full purpose and calling, then they have to learn that there is a God that loves them and that has a tremendous plan and purpose for them. But not only are they going to learn about the Lord Jesus, but they're going to learn about what it is to be building capital and opportunity. So that includes their social connections, their tangible property, their employable skills, their spiritual foundation, and the restoration and transformation within a woman's life must focus on developing this capital. And then you can read more about this particular core value as you go on our website. Then again, I want to touch briefly on core number 7 that talks about poverty alleviation. Poverty is a result of sin's damaging effect on all of man's relationships, relationship with God, with himself, herself, with others, and the rest of creation. Sin causes spiritual, economic, physical, emotional, cultural, and political brokenness in communities and in the individual life. The core value 8 talks about church partnership. The role of the Christian church is twofold: to be a messenger of potential reconciliation to God in Christ, and to live out God's commands in relation to its neighbors. Private sponsorship. Expect Hope of this. And this is one of the key reasons that I, you know, say yes to serve on the board, because Expect Hope will neither solicit, we're not asking, and we're not accepting any government money. Why? Because a lot of people do. And, you know, we're not condemning, we're not against other Christian programs, whatever kind of programs that they are, we're definitely not condemning them, but we're saying that we will neither solicit nor accept any government money. Why? With a conscience placed in the belief that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain, the program will rely on the Lord's provision. Because some faith-based organizations have received government funding through the Charitable Choice Act. But then again, when you receive this, you're restricted. That restricts us from biblical counseling, and it undermines the core of this program. And so if we were to receive government funding, a lot of what we're teaching would be made of none effect. We would not be able to teach it because the government does not coincide with God's mandates. Okay? So that's very clear. The 10th and last of our core values is integrity. So key. And I so respect Emily Prinz and my other co-board members and this entire vision behind the ministry, because it's a ministry of integrity. And that's key. I believe in integrity. Christians, integrity should be something we aspire to. We should be men and women of integrity because God wants us to be, pure and simple. The staff and the board members of Expect Hope are committed to serving women and children with excellence, honesty, and respect. Why? Because at the end of the day, we're accountable to God himself. We're accountable first to God, and then we're accountable to the women that we serve. We're accountable to each other that serve on the board. We're accountable to the staff. We're accountable to the people that donate and give and make it possible for us to do the work of the Lord to serve these precious young women. We're accountable. And so we see integrity, and we put it in a very, very high place. I want you to understand a little bit more of, you know, what is really going on and what part does the church have to play in this whole area about abortion? Well, Expect Hope is the alternative to abortion. It's a safe place for a young woman that says, you know what, I know that I have the option to terminate my baby's life, but I don't want to do that. I don't believe that that's the right thing to do. I believe that this baby deserves a chance at life, a chance to live and fulfill the purposes and the destiny that God has for his or her life. And so rather than just telling a young woman that, oh, no, it is wrong for you to abort your baby, we as believers, we need to provide places for these precious young women to go when they feel that they don't have any place else to go. When that mother said, look, you can come to my home, but don't bring your baby. You can come to my home, but don't come pregnant. I'll continue, the young man says, I'll continue to be your boyfriend, but get rid of the child. Or we can stay married, but I don't want another baby. What does that young woman do? Unfortunately, some of them give in to the pressures from a family member that's misguiding them, a husband, or most of the time, a lover, a boyfriend that they've been involved with, or even sometimes, because of what's going on in our world, a one-night stand. But then they find themselves pregnant. And thank God for a place like Expect Hope that will say, you know what? God has a plan for you and this precious baby. And if you're willing, we can help you. We can help you. I might not read the entire thing, but I want to read something that I found that I think is really, really good. It's entitled, A Biblical Mandate to Do Something About Abortion. And it's put out by abort73.com. A Biblical Mandate to Do Something About Abortion. I'm going to read you, and I'll stop when I sense I should stop. But it starts out like this, addressing the silence. If you read the Bible from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, you will come across more than 14,000 different words. You'll never come across the word abortion. Scripture says exactly nothing on the subject, and yet here you are reading a biblical mandate to do something about abortion. Is that presumptuous? Is it possible to articulate a biblical mandate that about something that the Bible never even mentions? I would argue that it is both possible and necessary. If Scripture did deal with abortion directly, we wouldn't have to wrestle through what the biblical response should be. Since it doesn't, we do. We must take all that the Bible does tell us so that we can faithfully apply it to all that it doesn't. For those of us who believe the Bible and do our best to live by it, the most significant question regarding abortion is not whether it is right or wrong, but whether God expects us to do anything about it. I say that because any honest query into the act of abortion reveals it is to be nothing less than the deliberate execution of a living, growing, genetically distinct human being. Wow. And this is a long, long article. So I'm going to stop right there. But it talks about pure and undefiled religion. It talks about rescue the dying. Talks about fear God and save babies. Talks about a lesson in love. And tells us about child sacrifice, something that takes place in our nation on a daily basis. And for those of you that are listening outside of the United States of America, you've heard Sister Pearl before apologize for my country, the United States of America, because unfortunately, we have been a nation that is, we've done a lot of good around the world, thank God for that, but we've also been one of the leading nations, if not the leading nation, to promote abortion around the world. And I so am so broken over that and so sorry for that. But I tell you, believers are the people that God uses, people that are called by God, walking after God, following his design, doing what he says. We're the ones that are going out into this world and making a difference for the glory of God, and only by his power and only by his enablement. So just want to let you know a little bit about the biblical mandate to do something about abortion. Yes, we should be doing something about abortion. And Expect Hope is one of the ministries throughout this city that I live in, New York City, that is doing something and addressing this problem. This, you know, problem that some of these young women face, and the world and society and the culture is telling them, abort, abort, abort. Thank God for ministries such as Expect Hope that says, okay, here we are. We will do what is necessary. And even better than that, we're not just going to provide for you a nurturing place, but we're going to tell you and about the one who will care for you and your baby, not only the time that you're with us, but we're going to teach you to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, who, if you connect with him, if you yield to him, your entire life is changed. Actually, the trajectory of your generation is changed when you come into relationship with Jesus Christ. So this is life-changing. This is revolutionary. And so I even love the name of the ministry, Expect Hope. When the world gives so much fear and so much hopelessness, you have a ministry such as Expect Hope that says, look, there's hope. And that hope comes through none other, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Praise Almighty God. You know, the word of God says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Now, he said that of Jeremiah, a mighty prophet of God. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And to Jeremiah the prophet, God spoke, I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. All of these precious children, they have a destiny if we would only allow them that opportunity to live. The word of God tells us in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God has a plan for you, young woman, that you might be listening to this program tonight, and you may be that young pregnant woman that, you know, your parents are not in agreement with you keeping that baby. The father of the baby might be turning his back on you now and saying, if you keep the baby, then our relationship is over. But I want to let you know that there is hope. There is hope in Jesus, number one in the Bronx, called Expect Hope. Again, I'm going to give to all of our listening audience the website. It's www.expecthope.org. And so if you're that pregnant young woman, you can go on that website and just find help as you go on. And for those of you that are interested in our ministry, please, please go on the website to learn more. You can learn more of our core values. You can learn about the program and what we're going to be doing for these precious young women once they enter the program. And let me just tell you a little bit about that, because you might be wondering, okay, when these women stay there, what exactly are you going to do with them for that period of time? How are you really going to speak into their lives? Well, let me go on to the website right now, and I'll tell you about the program phases. All right? Well, the introduction is during the resident's pregnancy, that young woman will begin pursuing her short-term goals as outlined in her personal growth plan. She'll begin tutoring sessions and life skill classes and complete the childbirth class. So she will not just be twiddling her thumbs, I can assure you. She will have her time fully occupied. Each resident will also connect with a personal mentor and mentor family at this time. Isn't that wonderful? Not only will that young woman have an opportunity to be nurtured and cared for and taught and discipled, but that young woman will be paired together with a personal mentor and also a mentor family. And that mentor family will be a godly husband and wife. Perhaps they have children of their own as well. And that young woman will be able to spend some time with them, maybe once a week or twice a week, and have a meal with them and get to watch them and get to learn from them and get to see what it is to be in the presence of a healthy, godly family. At the time when that woman leaves the residence of Expect Hope, after 2 to 2.5 years with her baby, she will know what it's like to have seen and been around and learned from a godly family. And if God should so bless her to have a godly husband, she will know exactly what to pray for, what to look for. Then there's the welcoming of the baby. Following the birth of that child, each resident will be exempt for 1 month from daily and weekly chores, in addition to out-of-house program activities, just so that mother can dedicate herself and she can be allowed to connect with her baby, heal, and adjust to daily life with her baby. That's called welcoming the baby period. Then there's the pursuing of goals, and that's the year following the time that she gives birth to her baby. That year will be dedicated to completing all of her life skills classes and earning her high school equivalency in case she didn't get a high school diploma. And that year she'll be able to earn her high school degree through a GED or an HSE. It's pursuing her higher academic goals. Then the other phase is towards independence. Our whole desire under God is that this young woman will become independent. So within 1 month of her child's first birthday, each resident will begin full-time employment in a position that she must hold for at least 6 months. And if possible, preparing for independent living, she will complete the transitions class and will accrue a savings of at least 3 months' living expenses. That's minimal. And so we are gearing under the supervision of the Lord for these women to be prepared for when they're going to transition out of the home. So the transition will be the final phase. And transitioning, after her child turns 2 years old, each resident will dedicate the following 2 months to locating alternative housing, finding safe, affordable child care, and making arrangements for a self-sustaining life. She will create a personal growth plan for the next 3 years and of Expect Hope. During all phases of the program, all residents will participate in Bible class, mentorship, personal guidance counseling, and household chores. So you can tell from the little that I shared with you tonight, all-inclusive program geared to serve these precious, precious women that will come into this home. We're here to serve them, to pray with them, to nurture them, to love them, to show them what it is to see Jesus Christ being fleshed out on a daily basis. Amen. And so you can learn much more about this program as you go on to expecthope.org online, and you can learn so much more about this wonderful ministry. Now, we just opened our doors for the first time. We've been gearing up and praying and preparing, but we just opened up our doors in January of 2018. So there's still some things that are yet needed. And, you know, as the home grows, we'll constantly be in a position where we're always going to be needing something. And if you would like to bless the home and these precious young women and just the ministry of Expect Hope, please go to our homepage on expecthope.org to our wish list. Our wish list. It's highlighted in lilac, in a lilac color. It says our wish list, and it's on our homepage of Expect Hope. It even says purchase something from our wish list. You can just click on that, and it will take you to our wish list, and it'll tell you some of the things that we yet are in need of. I'm looking at it right now. I'm online looking at the wish list right now. It talks about the digital wall clock that is yet needed and some stackable baskets. It talks about a water pitcher and a few other items that are yet needed for the home. You can always go online from time to time and see what's needed. Also, go on expecthope.org. And as you go on, let's see how we're going to do this here, /expecthope.org. And when you go on to that website, you're going to see one of our tabs, and it's going to say donate. And when you click on donate, it will take you to another page and allow you to be able to donate right online. It is so wonderful so that you can be a part of this. Let me just say, you know, anything that we do as believers, it's never just one person doing it. This is not just the work of Emily Prinz and the work of the board of Expect Hope or the work of a group of people in the Bronx. This is God's people working together. Anything that we do in the kingdom, it is always God's people together doing God's work. This is not our work. This is God's work. This is God's dream for these precious, precious young women. So as we partner together and as you partner with us, you can be a part of supporting a young woman and making a tangible difference in the life of not only that young woman, but that precious, precious, precious life. I think of people like people that we have seen a minister, and some of these people, they were actually conceived in rape. I'm thinking of a wonderful man that I know by the name of Ryan Bomberg. He was conceived in rape. Thank God that his birth mother chose to go through with her full pregnancy and gave birth to him. She eventually gave him up for adoption, and the girls have that option at Expect Hope. They have the option of either being taught and trained to be able to raise that beautiful baby, or if they're blessed with twins, babies, to the honor and glory of God. But if they really feel that they cannot raise that baby, or they're not willing to raise that baby, well, then Expect Hope will come alongside of them and work with them and help them to put that baby in the home of a godly, loving family that will teach that baby the ways of the Lord, love that baby just as it were their own, coming from their own womb and coming from their own family bloodline. So either way, these women can give birth to these children, whether they raise them themselves or they give them up for adoption. And either way, Expect Hope is right there to bless them, to work with them, to love them every step of the way. So I've given you a little bit of an understanding about this new ministry called Expect Hope. I ask for you to please pray for our ministry. Pray that God will continue to protect us, that God will continue to use us for his honor, for his glory, that as we continue to serve these precious, precious young women that will come into the home, that we can show them godly examples of what it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And we know that as we follow Christ and belong to Christ, he makes all things beautiful, all things beautiful. No matter what the circumstance was that brought them into the home, God has a way, phenomenal way of turning everything together for the good. And we want to honor him in such a way. So pray for Emily Prinz, the director. Pray for the board, that God will continue to give us his direction, his leadership, his guidance. Pray for the staff. We have beautiful staff. You can go online, expecthope.org, and you can even see pictures of our main staff members. You can see what we are doing, what we stand in need of, and you can partner with us and be a part of this exciting new ministry called Expect Hope. We invite you to pray with us, pray for us, join with us, be a part of what God is doing in these end time days, as long as God will give us the opportunity. We don't even know how long our nation will even allow us to have homes like these. But as long as God gives us the opportunity, we want to be his hands extended, reaching out and making a difference to honor the King until he comes back. Amen? And we never know how God will use these precious, precious ones, precious, precious ones for his kingdom and for his glory. Father, thank you for this opportunity of sharing the vision and the ministry of Expect Hope. I pray that there was some clarity. I pray that God, that people will come alongside us and work with us to promote your kingdom on this earth and advance your kingdom. And I pray, Lord God, that if there's anybody listening, that they will continue to listen to this program, to other godly programs, and give their life to you, Jesus, while there's yet an open door. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We bless the work of Expect Hope. We bless Reaching Out Radio that afforded us this opportunity to talk about this precious ministry. We bless all of our listeners around the globe that are listening to what we have shared tonight. And we thank you and praise you. Be honored and be glorified in all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Until the next time, this is your sister Pearl wishing you a wonderful week. May the Lord bless you and make you a blessing. In his name, amen.